Okay, we're in the press room at Valkenswaard. We've bumped into Monster Yamaha MX2 manager Steve Dixon. Steve, we've just come back from the launch. It was busy.
Yeah, it was very busy. It was good. I mean, you know, Monster Energy have six riders, you know, three from Rinaldi Group and three from our group. Obviously, two of our riders weren't there. So, yeah, it was a good launch, a lot of coverage. Yeah, we're happy with it.
What's the news on, just to let everyone know, news on Zach and Arno, what's stage are they at the moment?
Yeah, both have had surgery. I think realistically, Arno's going to be round four or five, and Zach could be longer. Zach had more complications with his not just his collarbone, it was sort of ligaments on his collarbone down to his chest, so, you know, that could be actually longer. So, you know, we're definitely looking at long-term replacement, really.
And Mel, for this weekend, he seems to be getting on the pace.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mel, I took on Mel from last year, and, you know, I didn't make much about it on the press. And, you know, I don't believe, you know, we should start shouting about it until, you know, the results start coming in, you know, like now with the British. I mean, we were confident that in Mel's ability, as we've had him for sort of quite a number of years, but, you know, in England we're all too good at building up riders, and then you know, they get above their station and then they fail. So you know, you know, Mel is to, you know, his position on the team is no pressure. You know, the other guys are there to get take the pressure, and Mel's just to come along and bring the best out of him at his pace. And you know, this opportunity to put him in the Grand Prix for him will put him in good stead for the Europeans, which start in July, in June. So our main aim was to sort of win the British with Mel and to win the Europeans with Mel. I mean, the idea was originally to have Arno and Zach sort of drift out of the British Championship as and when, you know, depending on the sort of stress of the GP schedules, but that's happened a bit too quick. And the other side of the plan has actually worked, you know, with Mel sort of sitting on top with the red plate. But now, you know, my job is to sort of make Mel realise that there's no stress there, and, you know, in fact, just carry on riding as he is.
Okay, well, good luck for the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, motor fans. Bye.